L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Welcome back into Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic, taking you through this Tuesday morning here in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. And it's time to get back into some hockey talk. Preds and Coyotes and everything going on in the NHL bubbles. And to help us do that, we bring in our good friend Tracy Myers from NHL.com. Tracy, how's it going? Thanks for joining us today.
I'm good. Happy to be here. I'm sorry that, in normal times, I would have been in Nashville, I'm sure, for at least part of April. So I'm sorry I didn't get to see you guys this year.
We are very sorry about that as well, because you make us look a lot smarter than we actually are. So we appreciate that. Tracy, what were your takeaways from game one of the Preds and the Coyotes? And what did you kind of make of the loss in game one for Nashville?
I was, and I think I tweeted this out at one point, I was surprised at It was a sloppy game for most of the day, and that surprised me because I'm used to seeing Nashville, every team makes mistakes and stuff like that, but to have as many, mistakes, undisciplined penalties, blown coverages and stuff like that, I was very surprised. And with Arizona, there's nothing fancy about the Coyotes, but if you give them the chances that Nashville did, things are going to happen, and, a couple fortuitous bounces, those never hurt. But, I was very surprised. And, I on the other side, I will not be surprised if they come back with a much better game today.
Yeah, one of the many, many changes, Tracy, in this tournament, of course, is a whole bunch of back-to-backs. We've been talking about this today. I think we expect that UC Saros will be in goal again for game two. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought he hung in after really not getting a lot of help from his teammates in the first period the other day, but then they come right back out tomorrow. How do you think teams, I mean, of course, we're wondering about the Predators, and I think it's situational. Do they win? Do they lose? How does he play? How much work? All that stuff. But do you think we're going to see a lot of switching in that, or is that just overrated because we're just used to the regular season approach of course you switch goalies for a back-to-back?
I won't be surprised if they do not switch. The first example I can think of a back-to-back in the playoffs, and of course I got to refer to the Blackhawks here because I've seen them as long as I have, was in 2013. They had back-to-back afternoon games to start the Western Conference Final against the Los Angeles Kings. The Rolling Stones were in town for 3 dates, and so they had to move things around. So because of the Stones, we had 2 afternoon games, which is not terrible. But, so you had a back-to-back situation there, and there was no switching or anything. It was all Corey Crawford all the time. And so I will not be surprised. This is the playoffs. It's an entirely different beast. So, you're going to go with the group that that you believe in and everything, and especially if Nashville wins today, they're definitely not going to change anything up. So, no, I would not expect a whole lot of change-ups.
Tracy Myers from NHL.com on the line with us. And, Tracy, we've been talking the last couple of days just dissecting this Preds roster and the way the games have gone for them lately in the playoffs. And you were around for the Dallas series last year. You remember how effective Dallas was at, number one, getting to the Predators' net, and, number two, keeping them away from their own net. Arizona did something very similar in game one. When you look at this Predators roster, do you think they're built to win for the way that you have to play in the playoffs?
And I had to call up their roster. That's a combination of a late night game and not enough coffee yet, so I apologize. But the thing that I know about Nashville, and regardless of who they've had on the team, but this team isn't that much different from the one that they've had the last couple of years, is just this workmanlike approach. And I think that's the one thing that that wasn't there on game one. It was like the Blackhawks last night. It was like Edmonton in the first game. There was no doubting, you know, who they had. It was just a matter of were they putting the work in. And, you know, I just have a hard time thinking that there's a massive problem with this roster. Now, I'm sure there are some fans down there who would disagree with me. They're watching them on a more consistent basis than I am. But, I don't know, you know, and I'm not much for the overhaul. You know, and that phrase of rebuild, which is a lot more extreme than I think people think it is. But, you know, you look at this roster, I think they've got all the tools. Why it hasn't gotten them over the hump yet, I'm not quite sure. But I don't see anything glaring here that, you know, that's a problem.
Well, Tracy, you mentioned the Blackhawks. Getting up early, I was like, well, I can't really watch this game. But McDavid went boom, boom, and I'm like, okay, I can go to bed now. I think I know this is flipping. What? So we saw, I mean, we're seeing a lot of goals. I think we're probably going to see a lot of goals. A lot of people complained about this team, you know, being included in Montreal too. Both of them already have wins. What do you think of that series, and what else is jumping out at you so far in this incredible tapestry of hockey we're getting day after day?
Yeah, like I said last night with Edmonton and the Blackhawks, if you want a series with a lot of goals and mediocre defense, this is the series for you. You know, defense was going to be the issue for both teams. So they're both a little suspect in that category. It was going to come down to how's the goaltending. You know, Koskinen looked pretty darn good last night. I thought the Oilers still made a couple turnovers in front of them that were suspect. And on the other end, you know, Crawford was fine up until that gap, that misplay on the puck. And then the next thing you know, two goals in 40 seconds and game over. Connor McDavid is ridiculous. You know, it's just, as soon as you turn on the TV, you're looking for where he is because you know you're going to see a show. And the hockey in general, you know what? I think it's been entertaining. First of all, it's been incredibly entertaining. You know, there's been some interesting bounces. I think that just comes with the fact that you're playing hockey in August and multiple games on two surfaces. But I've been tremendously entertained with all this. And, you know, as far as Montreal and Chicago, they both came out strong in game one. You know, whether that was, you know, with Montreal, it was Carey Price, who was outstanding. And, you know, kind of willed that team to an overtime win. And the same with the Blackhawks, their top line in game one was tremendous. And then last night, you barely recognized them. So I've been tremendously entertained, and I expect that to continue throughout.
Tracy, obviously fans around here are very familiar with Chicago and the Blackhawks and the run they've put together over the course of the past decade. A bit of a transition the past couple of years. What are expectations in Chicago right now for this group, not only in this tournament, but as they move forward here in the next year or so?
Yeah, you know, this is a group that's a fan base that's been very spoiled over the last 10 years. And I mean that in a good way. I mean, this is just a team during the pause when they were showing a lot of these games from 13, 15, you just looked at those rosters and the playmaking and everything, and you just were remembering, wow, this team was incredible. The expectations, the bar has been set high the last couple of years. And so you're starting to feel the angst growing in terms of, okay, this is where we were not that long ago. Why are we not getting back there? What do we have to do to get back there? You know, again, I'm not a fan of rebuild. You look at this team and it still has its veterans, but they've got a lot of young guys now, and they've got a lot of young, good guys coming up. You know, Kirby Dach is starting to get into a rhythm. I wish he was a little less hesitant on shooting, but, you know, all the tools are there. Adam Boqvist will come along. You know, you've got a nucleus of new guys coming up who are learning from a group of great veterans, but there's no doubt, you know, the fans are frustrated because they had the cups and they had the future Hall of Fame coach, and things have changed a little bit over the years. And if you're going to make changes, people expect results, and you know that the heat's going to get turned up higher over the next year or so if those results don't come.
Tracy, what do you think of the experience so far for fans? You know, the things the NHL has done to sort of, you know, present the games, create these bubbles. Are you sick of Zoom calls? I mean, I know I can raise my hand and say I am, but what's it been like for you, too, just how different this is relative to the usual postseason?
I actually am okay with Zoom calls right now, just because I do like the fact that I can raise my hand and I will be recognized, because, you know, in a normal press conference, people are just yelling out a lot of times, and who knows if I'm heard. But I think for all intents and purposes, I think everything has gone pretty well. You know, we all wanted a little bit of normalcy back. And I realize that I'm using that word in quotes, because, you know, there isn't a whole lot normal about this tournament, other than the fact that we've got hockey back and we've got something to take our minds off of all the craziness in the world and coronavirus, and just trying to, feel like, oh, okay, this is a little part of my life that's recognizable. This is something that I'm used to, even if it's in August instead of April, May, and June. So, I know they've been saying as the games have gone on, the ice has been a little bit choppy. Again, expected. But, I think the atmosphere that they've been able to put in despite no fans, I can't remember what game it was yesterday where they put attendance on the board and said zero.
Yeah, that was all right.
You have to have, you know, the hats getting thrown last night by staff members. You have to have a little fun with this. You know, we all want a little fun, and we've got our sports back. And I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I have not moved much from my couch the last couple of days because I've just, you know, like Patrick Kane said before it all started, it's almost like a little like March Madness, but for hockey, you know, and I think we've all could use this right now.
No question about it. Tracy Myers from NHL.com has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Tracy, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. We appreciate it.
Gentlemen, great to talk with you again.
Absolutely. Thanks, great Tracy. To talk to you as well. When we come back, we'll dive into a little bit more of what Tracy had to say there, get back into Preds and Coyotes. But first, do not miss a second of the action as the Preds face the Coyotes today in Game 2. Watch party viewing destinations include Burger Republic and Party Foul. Stop by Burger Republic in Lenox Village or Mount Juliet and enjoy the Forsberger for a limited time and $4 Happen Harry's Pints. Party Foul locations are at the Cool Springs Galleria in Franklin, in Murfreesboro off of Broad Street, in Donelson off of Lemon and Pike, and downtown in the Gulch. Today at Party Foul, it's also a special all-day happy hour, so be sure to wear your gold and bring the noise to root on the Preds. Puck drop at 1:30. The game will be at Party Foul in Donelson at 2620 Lemon and Pike from noon until the end of the game. So pick up some game and Pred swag. Party Foul and Burger Republic both will be following social distancing guidelines while you're watching the game, so make sure you keep that in mind. This is Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.